Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. And our top story is First Lady Dr. Jill Biden traveled to the Chicagoland area to show her support and encouragement for training programs and apprenticeship programs that she says her husband, President Joe Biden, is highly supportive of, understanding that training today's youth is the key to building a strong economy. She was met at the airport by Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle and traveled with a motorcade to her first stop, in which she had an opportunity to observe a demonstration of a robotics program. She met at the District 214 Rolling Meadows High School in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, and had an opportunity to take a look at the robotics created by students. Also attending this event was Dr. Laz Lopez, who is Associate Superintendent for Teaching and Learning in District 214, and Dr. Michelle Smith, Vice President of Workforce Solutions, as well as Kate Foley, Rolling Meadows High School sophomore, who had an opportunity to demonstrate some of the work the students have learned. Dr. Michelle Smith is Vice President of Workforce Solutions at Harper College. And at the beginning of the discussion, Dr. Jill Biden was excited, she said, to see how badly we need these things to happen. And not everybody needs a four-year degree. It's about jobs. And students got a chance to demonstrate how they've learned how to prepare for jobs in tomorrow's industry. Kate Foley, a student at Rolling Meadows, talked about her engineering work through the Career Pathways program at the school. She works with metal printers and other machines and said that students have greatly influenced her interest in engineering. She also stated that she ultimately wants to pursue biomedical engineering after seeing her mother's struggles with breast cancer. And Dr. Jill Biden also had a chance to demonstrate how a robotics construction works, as she was shown by the students how the levers got a small machine to roll back and forth and could possibly be used in the future. Secretary Cardona said that he was quite enthused with the program and said we could take what we have here, bottle it up, and take it across the country, and we'd have a better country. He said we have to systematize this across the country. He also said that work-based learning, dual enrollment, pathways to learning industry credentials all need to be implemented in schools everywhere. This was a great opportunity for Dr. Jill Biden to show how her thrust for education is also a chance to boost the economy by giving students a connection to the industry of the future and preparing them for the future jobs. Dr. Biden reiterated that her husband, President Joe Biden has been pushing for strengthening the economy by strengthening the education systems and strengthening opportunities for students who have been at the forefront of feeling the pinch for the economy's slowdown and often the exporting of jobs abroad. So we'll share a bit of Dr. Joe Biden's remarks at yesterday's event. And first, her appearance at the Rolling Meadows School.
Well, welcome everyone to District 214, Rolling Meadows High School. We are so incredibly proud to be hosting this visit today, kicking off National Apprenticeship Week. I am Dr. Laz Lopez, the Associate Superintendent for the district, and I'm joined by our Rolling Meadows High School students right there at the end of the table, which is Kate Foley, and also Dr. Michelle A. Smith, Vice President of Harper College. And in the audience, I'm excited that we have future teachers in our Ed Prep program. Student teaching in our local elementary schools, all while still in high school. So we're excited about that. So with the support of our Board of Education and community, and under the leadership of our superintendent, principals, and our talented teachers, District 214 has transformed our schools to deliver on the promise of career-connected learning, which is what we're here today about. So the 12,000 students across our district are positioned to discover their future. And so this means students graduate inspired, informed, and ready to pursue a career with economic mobility. And so the focus today is our prototyping and engineering lab, both here and next door, which you'll be seeing, where students are building everything from tiny homes for a veteran community in Georgia, designing and manufacturing high-mileage vehicles and robots for a cage match, and they're learning robotics and earning industry credentials. And here at Rolling Meadows High School and across all of our schools, you'll find that we have specialized facilities for dozens of pathways such as courtrooms, healthcare, music studios, cyber networking, and business incubator labs to engage students in high-demand career pathways while they are still here in high school. And so the result of career-connected learning is our students graduate with more than just a high school diploma. So they've networked with one of over 1,000 of our local employer partners, and community colleges like Harper College have met more than 82% of our students are graduating with transcripts of college credit in hand. And half of those already completed their first semester of college, meaning they are twice as likely to earn a degree. And they do so with real-world experience. 2,300 students completed over 4,000 work-based learning experiences with local employers last year alone, including internships and registered apprenticeship through the Department of Labor. So as a community, we've spent the last decade focusing on being relevant to this generation of students, accomplishing that ever-unattainable goal for public policy, which is scale. So this is why we're so excited today to welcome Secretary Raimondo, Secretary Cardona, Secretary Walsh, and our nation's First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden.
This is one of the things I think was Joe's vision, and that, you know, we would have this career, schools to career, and as a community college professor, I see how badly we need this and how kids can start, just like all of these, just like Kate, you know, they can start early, they can decide on what they want to do, and then, and so not everybody needs to have a four-year degree. This is just, it's all about jobs, and community colleges have always been about jobs. And so this is just another way, and I'm just so excited today because we're really marrying, you know, Gina and Miguel and Marty. We're all coming together just to make this all happen. And I know, Miguel, you have a big announcement today, but anyway, it's great to be here, and I love that we have a student who's going to tell us about her experience. So, Kate, you want to tell me to do it?
Yeah, I can. So, before high school, I've always been interested in engineering. I love Legos, I love building things, I love seeing how things work, and when I got throughout the high school and started freshman year and took the PLCW Project Lead the Way class for intro to engineering. It just kind of sparked more of a love for engineering that I already had. And it, like, helped so much through fun projects that we got to do. And, like, just a fun learning environment, like, everywhere, the cool machines that we get to use, like 3D printers, and then, like, a metal printer and drills and all of these different machines that we get to use. And then my teachers have greatly influenced my learning and interest in engineering through fun projects that we do. Like, freshman year, like, the first week of class, we did an egg drop challenge where we had to design a protective case for an egg and then drop it from the top of the bleachers and see if it would survive. And
yours?
Yes, yes. I feel like that would kind of go downhill.
Yeah, literally.
So just, like, the small project that we started with protect the egg, drop it, and then all of these different other ones. Like, I just made a hot plate for my mother, like a hot plate holder last week.
So come in handy during Christmas.
And all these projects kind of help inspire you to continue. So, like, these small projects can be used as bigger things in the real world. So, like, yeah, it's a protective case for an egg now, but, like, in the future, it can be a protective case.
And Michelle, don't you love that her teachers inspired her on the right path?
Definitely.
Yes, we love that.
I know Dr. Smith is here from Harbor College, our local
community
college. Yay! And they are providing the pathway for students here locally to really reach beyond high school. And I know she wanted to share some words with Kathleen at Harbor.
Thank you, Dr. Lopez. This morning, it's such an honor to be here with you, Dr. Biden, as a community college fellow professor. And I'm really excited to hear Kate express how having the opportunity to do real-world activities, egg drops and Legos, as a former early childhood professor, I'm all excited about where we can go with Legos. At Harvard, we really want to be choice one. We try to be choice one for our students, for our high school, for our employee partners. And so we look at dual credit and the career pathway learning. We see that as the answer for moving students through high school, into college, and on into careers. And at Harper, as Dr. Lopez mentioned, we have dual credit opportunities in a variety of areas, but we really want to talk about manufacturing and engineering today, because those are two areas that we are particularly focused on. One of the things is that our manufacturing program at Harper, we have state-of-the-art equipment. And so as the students matriculate through Roosevelt High School, if they were to come on to Harper, they are actually learning on equipment that looks like what they would see in the workshop. And that equipment has been donated to us by many of our employer partners. And so those relationships are so vital. Our students are able to matriculate in with those credits that Dr. Lopez spoke about into our Associate of Applied Science, the Manufacturing Technology degree. And we also have an Associate of Engineering Science degree. And that degree is the first 2 years for students who want to go on and get a bachelor's in engineering. So we have a number of 2+2 agreements, but we also have some guaranteed admissions programs, like our engineering pathway program that allows students to get guaranteed admission into the Granger School of Engineering at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And we have found that the coursework is pretty rigorous, but the support we give students are wraparound, and it saves them lots of money. 61% of our students are getting full ride scholarships into this program. And one of our graduates is currently working as an aerospace engineer.
Wow.
Yes, so it's a pretty popular program. And as the Vice President of Workforce Solutions at Harper College, this week, Apprenticeship Week is near and dear to my heart. Harper's been a trailblazer in this area. We started doing apprenticeships back in 2015, and our first 7 were actually in manufacturing. So since that time, we have trained about 380 apprentices across 14 program areas. And what we value the most about our partnerships with our center high schools, such as Rolling Meadows High School, is that we're all focused on making sure the students in this region can graduate college and career ready, and that they have the opportunity to get gainful jobs that will pay them a family-sustaining wage, and the opportunity to really contribute to economic development right here in their home community through our university center partners and all the other options that they have to be local. So we see it as a win-win-win proposition.
And so what is that family-sustaining wage? Like, where does that go?
So I think that in general, we're looking at that somewhere around the $20 an hour mark, but it really depends on the field, where the work hierarchy is and what that looks like. Because when you think about things such as early childhood education, that may not necessarily meet that field. What you mean early childhood workers is you have to go to the workforce and take care for the students.
Yeah.
So we think it's more holistic than just a dollar amount, but it is that conversational. How do we make sure those rapidly growing areas, we prepare our students to walk into those positions?
So ultimately, it is about economic mobility and ensuring that students have a future they find it. I do want to give a chance to Secretary Walsh or Secretary Raimondo if they want to have any questions for students or Harper or the district to open it up to the floor for you.
And that was the first part of Dr. Jill Biden's visit. And the second part, which she had an opportunity to see a demonstration of the robotics program presented to her by the Rolling Meadows students. The next stop was at the Aon building in Chicago. In partnership with the Chicago Apprentice Network and the Business Roundtable, First Lady Secretary Raimondo, Secretary Walsh, and Secretary Cardona visited. And this was to highlight the successful registered apprenticeship program that offers pathways to good-paying jobs. So here we'll hear from one of the students benefiting from the program and also another address from First Lady Jill Biden.
Introduced Carriana Wilson, who is not only an amazing colleague, but a tremendous ambassador for this program and the power of these efforts. Carriana, please.
You need a four-year college degree, 5 years.
And that was Tariana is the student that will, in fact, be introducing First Lady Jill Biden.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to start by saying thank you, Greg. Your commitment to this program is changing lives and has certainly changed mine. Once again, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tariana Wilson, and I am an apprentice working at Aon in the Reinsurance Solutions team here in Chicago. I grew up in the West Soaring area, south side of Chicago. I am one of six children, daughter of Angelique Winsley and Terrence Wilson. I am truly honored to be here today, representing Aon and the Chicago Apprentice Network at such a great event. Who would have knew that just 2 years ago, I was working as a warehouse associate just trying to stay afloat. The job wasn't for me, but with bills to pay, I couldn't find a way to balance both school and work. Honestly, I always knew that there was something out there much better for me. At the same time, my older sister, Tiana, had been accepted into Aon's apprenticeship program. While I didn't know what the program was at the time, I always observed all of her opportunities and her experience that she gained from going to school and working at the same time. And I thought, wow, I want that for me. With Tiana's encouragement, in August of 2021, I applied and was accepted into Aon's apprenticeship program. I am now in my second year of the program and have found the perfect balance for myself. I am earning an associate's degree in business at Harold Washington College here in Chicago, while also being able to earn an income, receive employee benefits, and expand my professional network here at Aon within my role. I truly couldn't feel more stable and blessed. The apprenticeship program not only changed my life, but my family's as well. My sister Tiana completed the program 2 years ago and is now a full-time colleague at Aon and the Wealth Solutions team. And I am also happy to announce that my sister Talia joined me as well in 2021 in the apprenticeship program. I am so grateful for the inspiration that Tiana has given both me and Talia, and also so proud of us in our journey through the apprenticeship program. We also have two younger siblings, so it is in high hope. It is in high hopes that we keep the success train rolling. As I look around the room here today, I couldn't be more excited to be here today amongst you all. Welcoming the First Lady of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden, is truly one of the greatest honors of my life and has completely raised my expectations for the future. As the first working First Lady, Dr. Biden is one of the most vocal champions of community colleges in the U.S. and has worked tirelessly to expand opportunities for those of us who may not have had access to a higher education. I, my sisters, and other apprentices here today in this room can all attest the importance of a college education in your future. And I am so thankful that we have advocates like Dr. Biden working here today to make sure millions more have the same access to opportunities like I have here at Aon. It is now a great pleasure to introduce the First Lady of the United States of America, Dr. Jill Biden.
Really clapping for you, all the employers out here who are really making this happen. And I want to thank you, Tariana, for sharing your and your sister's stories. And I said, when I hugged her, I said, are all the kids with T names? And she said, yes. So anyway, your hard work, honestly, and your dedication are so inspiring. And I know that this is just the beginning of all the amazing things that you are going to do. So can we say thank you to her again? And thank you to Greg Case and Aon for hosting us, and to you, all the business leaders who are with us today. Your presence here today speaks to your commitment, so thank you so much. And Mayor Lightfoot, and it's so nice to see you, and Congressman Krishnamurthy, as you know. It's hard to find everybody. So as you know, Chicago is a place of innovation. So it's great to be back here and to talk about jobs once again. Career-connected learning programs that bridge the gap between what students learn and what careers they will eventually find is really not a new idea. What is new is that President Biden's entire administration is committed to making it a reality for all students through unprecedented collaboration and historic investments. Joe knows that this pipeline of support from high school to community college to career is the future of our workforce. And, you know, that's why we're all here today. You know, President Biden, it's so funny to speak, you know, like President Biden, my husband Joe has talked a lot about building our economy from the bottom up and from the middle out. And building a strong middle class is not just a slogan for my husband. It's truly personal. When he was growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Joe's dad had to sit him down and say the words that no one wants to say to their child. His dad said, "I'm sorry. I can't find work, and we can't live here anymore." And he thinks about that moment to this day, the guilt that his father must have felt when they had to uproot their lives, the humiliation of admitting to his children that no matter how hard he tried, it just wasn't enough. And the resilience and the strength that Joe learned watching his father kind of put his shoulders back and rebuild their lives in a new city. And his dad used to say, a job is more than just a paycheck. And when Joe hired his cabinet, he looked for people who understood that too. So when he sits down with Secretary Walsh to talk about unemployment numbers, and when he talks to Secretary Cardona about the cost of college, or Secretary Raimondo about growing businesses, that's the voice he hears. He hears a job is more than just a paycheck. The details of the programs our secretaries will talk about today aren't just statistics or numbers to Joe. There's a little boy who goes to bed worrying about his favorite baseball team, not wondering if his parents will be able to find work. There's a young woman who gets her first direct deposit and is able to take a deep breath in what feels like the first time in months. There's a dad who finally gets to say okay with a smile when his daughter asks for new school shoes. And there's a ripple effect that begins when one student falls in love with computers because a high school, like Rolling Meadows, gives her the chance to explore her passions. When that experience helps her realize that engineering is the perfect fit. And I love that when I saw her about an hour ago, because honestly, for anyone in my generation, you know, that wasn't even a possibility. The thought didn't even enter our minds. So I just love that women are going into all kinds of new fields. And when she can come to one of the city colleges of Chicago and learn how to apply her passion to business and find an incredible job at one of your companies, that's the pipeline that we're talking about today. Suddenly, her family has what it needs to climb into the middle class, and your businesses have the skilled, innovative workers they need to thrive. Education has always been about jobs, and it isn't a red issue or a blue issue. It's an American issue. And again, I've had the chance to work with Republican leaders on this, and we have an opportunity to make some real bipartisan progress, building pathways that work for all students, and everyone has a role to play. And that's especially true for all of you, some of the most influential employers in Chicago and our country. So get involved, and I imagine you are or you wouldn't be sitting there. Create apprenticeships. Work with the high schools and community colleges in your areas. Mentor students, not because it will change lives, though it can, not because it will help your communities, though it will, but because when students here have the training that they need to succeed, your businesses will benefit. We can only realize the full power of our workforce when we tap into its full potential, and that means all students, all Americans. With your help, we can build a stronger, more powerful economy for everyone, from the bottom up and the middle out. So thank you again for being here today. Thanks.
And that was First Lady Dr. Jill Biden speaking to business leaders at the Aon building in downtown Chicago on Monday, November 14th. Applauding them for their successful work in preparing students for tomorrow's jobs through apprenticeships programs. Well, that is all for today. Join us tomorrow on On Air Daily News and read more about this event on the On Air Daily News at www.onaireverywhere.com. I'm Naima Latif. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.